Welcome to the special meeting of the Berkeley City Council of Tuesday, December 3rd, 2024.
Okay.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Kesarwani is absent. Councilmember Taplin?
Present.
Bartlett?
Here.
Tragub?
Present.
Han?
Here.
Lunapara?
Here.
Humbert?
Present.
And Acting Mayor Wengrath?
Present.
Okay.
Okay, first order of business, we have two ceremonial items this evening. And Councilmember Humbert, would you like to start off?
Yes, I would love to. And this is a proclamation by the City of Berkeley honoring and celebrating John Muir Elementary. And I'm going to, absolutely. Whereas, the National Blue Ribbon Schools Program recognizes outstanding elementary, middle, and high schools based on their overall high academic achievement or success in closing the achievement gap among diverse groups of students. And whereas, being declared a National Blue Ribbon School is the highest level of recognition that a school can receive from the federal government. And whereas, John Muir Elementary has been declared for the second time in its history, and that's parenthetical, a 2024 National Blue Ribbon School. And whereas, this distinction was earned through the hard work and dedication of Principal Jeremy Paco Furlan, John Muir faculty and staff, John Muir parents and PTA members. And whereas, Berkeley Unified School District BUSD Superintendent Anikia Ford Morthell, BUSD School Board members and BUSD staff are instrumental to the success of John Muir Elementary and all Berkeley schools. And whereas, the faculty, staff, parents, and students of John Muir Elementary, as well as the BUSD Superintendent, School Board members, and BUSD staff deserve recognition for their outstanding achievement. Therefore, be it resolved that I, Susan Wengrath, Mayor of the City of Berkeley, do hereby declare December 3rd, 2024 to be John Muir Elementary Day. And I have the proclamation to present to Principal Furlan.
Good to see you. You're welcome.
Great. You want to have some pictures taken. So can I stand with you all? Yes, if you want to say any words. Wait, we'd like to hear.
We
really want to thank you for honoring John Muir tonight with this award. It really, really means a lot to us. And this is not all of our staff. This is just a small number of classroom teachers, special educators, and literacy coaches and specialists that we have out at John Muir working to support our kids here in Berkeley. And we could not be more proud to be members of the Berkeley Unified School District, the first school district to voluntarily desegregate and to be able to deliver excellent education to our kids here in Berkeley. And I want to talk to you just a little bit about what led us to this award. Last year, around February, we were nominated based on our outstanding academic achievement. And this team wrote a nearly 40-page application after we were invited to apply, and they really looked at the whole school and how we really educate the whole child. They looked at our PE program, they looked at our outdoor education program, they looked at our intervention programs, our deaf and hard of hearing programs, our special education programs, they looked at our music programs, everything that makes Berkeley special and unique, and they really said, wow, you are amazing what you're able to offer at your school in Berkeley and the kind of achievement that you're able to get for your students. John Muir is one of 33 schools in all of California that was awarded this award and one out of 356 schools in the whole United States. So it's a pretty amazing honor. And just to talk a little bit about where we came from the pandemic to now, because that was such a dark time for all of us, particularly in education. But our student achievement rose nearly 20 percentage points from the pandemic to now in reading and nearly 8 percentage points in math. And right now, John Muir is outscoring the state average by about 30 percentage points in reading and by about 30 percentage points in math. So there's some very significant achievement happening at John Muir and throughout all of the schools in Berkeley. And you all should be really proud to be our city council. And we really appreciate you, really appreciate your support, appreciate the support of all of the Berkeley voters that pass our BSEP measure, even though the majority of those voters don't have children in school. It really means a lot to us. Thank you so much. Thank you for this recognition. We're gonna frame it in our front office and have a wonderful evening. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations. Okay, we have one more proclamation. And this proclamation is probably the best kept secret in District 6. In the 32 years that I have been involved in representing District 6, I have not received a single complaint about Newbridge Foundation. And you may not know what Newbridge Foundation is, but the gentleman coming to the microphone is Costa Makarkas. And I have a proclamation for him and Sylvia Ritchie and Newbridge Foundation, which I will read now. Whereas Costa Makarkas was born in Thessaloniki, Greece in 1937, and after surviving World War II at the age of 12, emigrated to New York, where he later attended college and then worked with the UN as a liaison officer in Cyprus. And whereas when Costa returned to New York, he became addicted to heroin and ultimately landed across the country in Berkeley, where he entered a rehabilitation program at the Newbridge Foundation, successfully graduating from the program. And whereas in 1984, Costa Makarkas became the CEO of Newbridge Foundation and started his collaboration with Sylvia Ritchie, COO, a licensed social worker who began working at Newbridge Foundation as a volunteer in 1979. Sylvia has developed groundbreaking programs for women in recovery. Together, their collective vision has made Newbridge Foundation what it is today. And whereas Newbridge Foundation is in District 6 and has 93 residential beds and 88 transitional beds, and has provided treatment to tens of thousands of individuals with drug and alcohol addiction and those battling co-occurring disorders, including specialized programs for active-duty personnel and veterans and members of the LGBTQ+ community. And whereas Newbridge Foundation contracts with many school districts, including Berkeley, Oakland, and Emeryville, as well as the Alameda County Behavioral Health Department and federal agencies. And whereas Newbridge Foundation is celebrated as one of America's best addiction treatment centers. And whereas Costa and Sylvia have worked tirelessly for decades to develop and strengthen Newbridge Foundation's rehabilitation and recovery programs, now therefore be it resolved that I, Susan Wengrath, acting mayor of the city of Berkeley, do hereby celebrate Newbridge Foundation and thank Costa Marcakis and Sylvia Ritchie for their vision, leadership, and lifelong dedication to helping those who are struggling with addiction.
I want to thank the City Council for this extraordinary acknowledgement.
Is the mic on?
Am I being, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, you can. Thank you. Sorry. Anyway, we started out serving in all kinds of individuals way back in the Vietnam War era, in which America's endless wars produced a series of very horrifying results in the lives and futures of many of the service individuals who served there, not to mention the catastrophe of the civilian populations we quote-unquote liberated or attempted to liberate. In any case, we started with Agent Orange with the Vietnamese experience among a lot of our veterans. We went on to the various other wars that we were engaged in, and to this day we're serving all the armed forces, the VA, well, that's one part of our mission. The other part, of course, is we've been serving the community of Berkeley and the East Bay for the same period of time. And when we measure the benefits that one individual who goes through the program and has managed to put their lives together again, when we measure that, and then we measure their wives, their children, their husbands and fathers, we see a cascading effect of impact. So over the years, I would say that we served tens of thousands of East Bay community members and their families. It's something. That's it. Thank you so much for your acknowledgement.
Okay, now we'll move on to the consent calendar, and we have one item on the consent calendar, and we will take public comment now on that item. It's the Memorandum of Understanding, the SEIU Local 1021 CSU PTRLA. So anybody in the room who would like to comment on this item? Okay, seeing none, I'll go to Zoom. And I see one hand up. Joseph Leisner? Joseph
Leisner? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
I did not want to comment on that item. I thought there was going to be a public comment on items not on the agenda. I was waiting for that.
At 6. What? 6 o'clock.
That's at 6 o'clock. This is a special meeting, and we only take public comment on items on the agenda. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll see you at 6. Thank you. Okay, so item number one, we're being asked to adopt a resolution. Is there a staff presentation or anything on this? No? Okay, I'll open it up for discussion from the dais. Yes, Sophie?
I want to make a motion to approve the staff recommendation. I'm really excited that we were able to close this contract and really pleased that Berkeley's workers will be getting the raises they deserve.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? Seeing none. Mr. Clerk, please call the roll.
Okay. Councilmember Taplin.
Yes.
Bartlett.
Yes.
Tregub.
Aye.
Hahn.
Yes.
Lunapara.
Yes.
Humbert.
Yes.
And Acting Mayor Wengrath.
Yes.
Okay, that motion carries.
Okay, then I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I so move.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Okay. Councilmember Taplin?
Yes.
Bartlett?
Yes.
Tregub?
Aye.
Hahn?
Yes.
Lunapara?
Yes.
Humbert?
Yes.
And Acting Mayor Wengrath?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
The 5:30 meeting is adjourned.
This special meeting is adjourned. The time is 6:00.